Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Sheni, Parsha's Korach. Af lo el eretz zavas chalo dvash, ahev yosanu, vatiten lanu, nachla sada vacharem, ha'eni ha'nashim ahem tinakir lo na'ale. You even not brought us to land flowing with milk and honey, and given us the inheritance in the field and in vineyards. You might carve out the eyes of these people, but we will not go up. As she said, you promised you were going to take us out of Mitzrayim and bring us into Eretz Yisrael and give us a nachla there, and you did not. And you said, our corpses will fall in this desert. He adds, even if you said someone to carve out our own eyes, we still won't come up to you. Rashi also gives another pshat and says that even if you were to go after those people, meaning it's their fault why we're not going into Eretz Yisrael, and blame them, still we will not come up to you. And Moshe's anger flared against them, and he said to Hashem, do not turn to their offering. I did not take one donkey from them. I did not do anything bad to any of them. She says, "Pshutel shel mikra, don't listen to their ketores they're going to bring." The Midrash says, even if though they have a portion in all of the mincha offerings that are being brought, the fire of the Mizbeach should not touch them. They should not be accepted either. Rashi asks, why did Moshe use the example that he didn't take anything from them, not even a donkey? And he answers that even when I had to go and travel with my wife and use a donkey to transport them, I didn't take any of their donkeys. I used my own donkey. Remember Moshe el Korach, Ata v'chol adascha lifnei Hashem, Ata v'hem v'aron machar. And Moshe said to Korach, you and all of your congregation will be before Hashem, you and them and Aaron tomorrow. Uchu ish matachso chamishim u'masayim achtachos v'yata v'aron ish machtaso. And each man will take a fire pan and you'll place in a ketores and you'll bring it before Hashem, each man his fire pan, 250 fire pans, you and Aaron, each one will have their fire pan. Ve'ichu ish machtaso, ve'idnu aleihem ish, ve'yisimu aleihem ketores, ve'yamdu pesach ol moed u'moshe ve'aron. And each man took his fire pan, and he placed fire on it, and he placed ketores on it, and they stood at the entrance to ol moed, and Moshe and Aaron. Ve'ikahel aleihem korach, es kol ha'eda el pesach ol moed, ve'yirak chvod Hashem el kol ha'eda. Korach gathered all of them, the entire congregation, to the entrance to the Ohel Moed, and there the glory of Hashem was revealed to the entire congregation. What does it mean Korach gathered all of them? With words of Leisanus, all that night they were making fun, once to each one of the tribes to try to bring them onto his side. Korach was saying, oh, you think I'm doing this just because of me? No, I'm doing this for all of you. Saying, look at all the greatness that they've taken, one brother the king and one brother the Kohen Gadol, until he swayed all of them onto his side. She asks, what does it mean the glory of Hashem was revealed? And he says that the pillar of cloud came before the Ohel Moed.